an ambulance staffed with a team of experienced first responders can make a world of difference in an emergency. This is especially true in rural Wyoming, where the hospital can be an hour away or more. What many people don't realize is that most of Wyoming's emergency medical services, or EMS workers, are volunteers, and their numbers are dwindling. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez filed this report.
Guard Ferguson has been a first responder in Washakie County for 2 decades. The Worland resident remembers his first call before officially joining any force. His mother-in-law was an emergency medical technician for the ambulance service in Tent Sleep and invited him to help respond to a call at Meadowlark Lake in the middle of the night. A man there was in cardiac arrest.
And I went up and helped and did CPR on a gentleman for 3 hours. Yeah, it's a long way from the top of the mountain to the hospital, so.
Now Ferguson is the assistant ambulance director for Washakie County. He's a volunteer EMT in Worland and has to keep the town's ambulance with him half the time, ready at any moment to respond to a call. He is also the ambulance director for the Tent Sleep Ambulance Service 30 miles away.
Some people, they call it a trauma junkie, you know.
Ferguson says the Tent Sleep EMS crew has 10 volunteers and Worland has 20, give or take. He says they're all compassionate people who work around their day jobs to help their neighbors. They respond to senior citizens who've fallen and can't get up. They care for diabetic patients or people suffering heart attacks on the way to the nearby hospital. They hike into remote mountain areas near Tent Sleep to rescue victims of rock climbing falls and hunting accidents. And it's all handled with carefully regulated medical professionalism.
We can't talk about what we do, though, because of the HIPAA violations and things like that. So people don't know what we do.
But professionals in the state are saying it's time more people knew about the work EMS volunteers do and to support them before communities lose them. As baby boomers age and Wyomingites live longer, EMS professionals have more work on their hands. The Wyoming Department of Healthcare says that state EMS personnel have seen a 28% increase in emergency calls over the last 6 years. State EMS Administrator Andy Genap says when EMS jobs became common in the 1970s, their main responsibility was to transport patients to the hospital. Genap says a lot has changed since then.
At all the levels of providers, EMT or intermediate or paramedic, we expect them to take interventions and provide appropriate treatment for the patient that they find. And in some areas, that care becomes very complex, and we do expect them to make judgments based on their training and their level of expertise.
Genap points out that 20% of Wyoming's EMS professionals are unpaid volunteers who maintain jobs outside their demanding rescue work. For the last few years, the Wyoming legislature has approved funding to help reimburse EMT instructors. Genap says it comes out to about $4 an hour, but the number of volunteers isn't increasing to meet demand. In fact, EMT training and testing class sizes have shrunk in some parts of the state. Many attribute it to time constraints balancing work, family, and longer EMS training classes. Emergency health care is even more difficult in a place like Bags, where their local health care center closed suddenly in March. Bags Mayor Kathy Stamen says senior citizens no longer have a place where they can get regular checkups and treatment, and it's difficult for them to get to the nearest hospitals.
The emergency medical services in Bags has been a huge part of Bags because we are so remote. We're about 38 miles from Craig, Colorado, and 76 miles from Rawlins, Wyoming.
The burden now falls on the Little Snake River Rural Health District to address these issues and emergencies. Although the district has levied taxes to reimburse the EMS volunteers, it's not much. Volunteers are offered about $3 per hour if they're on call and $45 per ambulance run. Longtime EMT Sue Lee says it's not enough to lure more volunteers.
We're not doing it for the money, and even if we weren't getting paid, that's not why we do it. We do it to, you know, help the people and respond when we can.
Lee says the EMS work in the area is stressful because they respond to serious traffic crashes and accidents in nearby oil fields, and without a local clinic, calls take longer because they have to transport patients even further. Plus, the EMTs still have to work around families and full-time jobs. She says the volunteer EMS model is a thing of the past in Bags and worries that the number of certified EMTs in the area will fizzle out without a real wage.
I don't ever want to quit the EMS because of not enough EMTs, but it's also called burnout. And when you only have 3 or 4 EMTs that are constantly responding, you're just exhausted from trying to be on every single call and trying to be around for everything. And there's just times when you can't.
State EMS Administrator Andy Gienapp says many rural areas in the state simply can't afford full-time EMTs, especially if they rely on patient fees for transport to cover wages and equipment. Instead, he thinks more localities, residents, and legislators need to work together to strengthen support for EMS volunteers around the state. Gienapp's office is looking at solutions to the problem. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.